This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The new jobs numbers just out this morning show the economy's fighting COVID, too. The AP's Sagar Magani.
For an 11th straight month, American employers added more than 400,000 jobs. This time, 431,000 in March. The unemployment rate is now the lowest since the virus pandemic began at 3.6%. The numbers show an economy staying resilient amid the pandemic, 40-year high inflation, and now war in Europe. Job openings are at a near record level, and jobless benefit claims last week hit the lowest level in 53 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just in this morning, new vehicles sold here in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon of gasoline in 2026 under new rules unveiled today by the government. That just into us. Talks to stop the fighting in Ukraine got underway again this morning as Russia accused the Ukrainians of launching a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The depot, run by Russian energy giant Rosneft, is located about 20 miles north of the Ukraine-Russia border. According to a Telegram post by a local Belgorod official, the helicopter attack set the facility ablaze and two people were injured, the official adding two helicopters of the armed forces of Ukraine had entered the territory of Russia at a low altitude. It was not immediately possible to verify the claim or images that had been circulating on social media of the alleged attack.
In Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a police officer's been killed and two other officers injured after a domestic disturbance call erupted into gunfire. The suspect's dead, too. No other details. This is AP News. They say they're getting close. The AP's Mike Gracia with what this is all about.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say they're getting close to agreeing on a fresh $10 billion in funding to combat COVID-19. The bill is smaller than an earlier $15.6 billion agreement that collapsed in mid-March when House Democrats balked at Republican demands that unused pandemic aid to states help pay for the new package. But Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says some of the money for the new bill does come from unspent sources, including $2.2 billion that was designated for assisting entertainment venues that closed during the pandemic. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield.
The president has been very clear that there's an urgent need for this funding, and we're very hopeful that Congress is going to come to a solution.
The package would finance vaccines, treatments, and tests, and possibly money for vaccines, treatments, and other support for countries overseas. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.